This is Healthy by Nature, radio's best spot to learn more about health and vitality. Now here's your host, certified clinical nutritionist, Marty Wittekin.
Good morning. Oh, I hope you all had a good week. I had an excellent week with my grandson. Had a birthday, and we had a party, and I think Bill, my husband, and I gave him a present that he really, really, really liked, and he gave me a big hug, a big bear hug, and now I'm fully aware of how big a kid this is because he dislocated one of my ribs. And fortunately, I was able pretty quickly to get in to see Dr. Shepherd, our radio show special chiropractor. He did a great job of getting it back in place. Today, a couple of quick announcements. We're going to have a great show because we've got Doug Kaufman with us and an author at the end of the show about caregivers taking care of themselves, which should be interesting. And before that, just in this last little bit here, this is the last day. This is the day to vote in Austin. We had Laura Presley on. She wants to help clean up the water supply and get the fluoride out of it. So if you can, if you're in the Austin and you're voting for City Council Place 2, Laura Presley, P-R-E-S-S-L-E-Y. And we've got a couple of new stations, Albuquerque, KXKS, 1190 AM, and Augusta, WFAM, 1050 AM. That's Augusta, Georgia. So tell your friends if you have friends that live in those areas, and if you're just happen to catch us, this is the first week, I want to welcome you to our family. Do tell your friends to tune in, because what we do here is try to arm you with everything that you need to know to make good decisions so that you can be healthy and happy and stay off of that slippery slope to crisis medicine. And so much of it's under your control. That's the part that's really exciting to me, is we don't have to be average. We don't have to do what's typical and end up in the emergency room or on 25 different medications, most of which are for the side effects of the other medications. And our first guest today, Doug Kaufman, almost calling Dr. Kaufman, as well he should be because of the background that he has and the number of people. He's probably saved more lives than any medical professional I can think of, because he's helped people understand the very important role of yeast. If you get the newsletter, you've got a bit of a head start and know what we're going to do today, and probably are already ready to call for those of you who didn't get that but know that there's something about yeast. Write this number down, because I'll bet you we'll have a question. 800-281-TALK. It's 800-281-8255. We'll see you on the other side of this two-minute break. Don't go away.
As a busy woman, I don't always do the things I need to do to stay healthy. Between work, errands, and the kids, I'm constantly on the run. The real problem is that my hectic lifestyle leaves me vulnerable. So, to help keep my immune system strong, I count on Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract. The secret to Kyolic's ability to help you stay healthy and energetic lies in its powerful antioxidant content. Kyolic is also up to 50 times richer in actives compared to raw garlic, and it won't give you that telltale garlic breath. Plus, it's organically grown. While you're busy taking care of everyone else, make sure to take a few minutes every day and take care of yourself. With Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract, it's what I rely on to help me stay healthy no matter how hectic my life gets.
Available everywhere fine nutritional supplements are sold. Visit Kyolic.com or call 1-800-421-2998 for a free sample today. 1-800-421-2998. Have you had your Kyolic today?
If you're like most Americans, you watch what you put in your mouth every day. In addition to making healthy food choices, try taking a closer look at the ingredients in common dietary supplements. Did you know that most tablets require lots of binders and fillers just to hold them together? Who wants to eat ingredients like magnesium stearate, methylparaben, triethyl citrate, silicone dioxide, and talcum powder? Try a soft-molded microlingual vitamin instead. Superior Source microlingual tablets are only a fraction of the size of conventional tablets and use only a small amount of natural acacia gum to hold them together. Superior Source microlingual tablets include a wide range of vitamins and herbal formulas to support your health in every way. Microlingual tablets dissolve immediately, sending nutrition directly into your body. Why put anything else in your mouth? Available wherever fine vitamins are sold or visit us online at facebook.com/SuperiorSourceVitamins.
This is Healthy by Nature, radio's best spot to learn more about health and vitality. Now here's your host, certified clinical nutritionist, Marty Whittakin.
Good day to you all. Welcome. And boy, I'm very excited about today's show. At the end, we're going to talk about with an author about caregivers taking care of themselves. But in the first part of the show, I am so privileged to have with us Doug Kaufman. He's a before he became a TV personality, he was a radio personality. Has always been my idol and mentor, and I could only dream of ever having the following that he has for his nationally syndicated television show, Know the Cause. And it gets better and better and better. The production values are superb. The information is life-saving. He's also the author of a number of books, the Fungus Link series, cookbooks, Eating Your Way to Good Health, Cooking Your Way to Good Health. He's got books on weight loss and health conditions like diabetes. He's just so much fun, so kind. We are blessed to have him with us. Good morning, Doug Kaufman.
That is humbling at 8 a.m. on Saturday morning. Thank you, Marty. That is wonderful. I was thinking back as you were introducing me, you and I go back 25 years, don't we?
Oh, yes, a very long time.
We were kids once.
Yeah, well, I've always been a little ahead of you in racking up the age. You've always been way ahead of me in racking up the influence. And I'm so happy to support you because of the work you do is, as I said, it's life-saving. And I often will announce on this show I have this big calendar of all of the health things, and for example, May is Lupus Awareness Month. This is Women's Health Week. There are a lot of good things on here. I have not yet run across Fungus Awareness Week, Month, or Day, and thank goodness for you calling attention, shining a light on this, because it's a huge issue.
Every one of those could be fungus day. I mean, you know, breast cancer every year and lupus and cystic fibrosis and diabetes. And, you know, there are all these organizations that open up and beg for our money. And I am a philanthropic guy. I would give if I thought they were going in the right direction. If they ever went in the right direction, they'd be broke because the cause, doctors learn an infinitesimal amount in medical school about bacteria, right? They learn slightly less about viruses. They learn nothing except vaginal yeast, toenail fungus, and ringworm. That's all they learn about yeast, mold, mildew. And these are fully capable of killing people under the guise it looks like cancer, it looks like diabetes, et cetera. So that's why you and I got together so many years ago and have had our chuckles, and thank God. You know, I just read your new newsletter that was all about this. Well done. Brilliant.
Well, thank you. All I did was kind of tee the ball up about just the basics of what is the kind of yeast we have in our body and how does that relate to the green mold on the food in the refrigerator and that kind of thing. And just touched briefly on some of the types of diseases and conditions and aggravations, discomforts that can come from having yeast in your system. And you added some really important things to that list. So I wanted to spend hopefully most of this time answering people's questions who know already something about yeast or have been struggling with it, but also to give people an idea what they can do to avoid having the problem and if they have it, how to get rid of it. Let's just do a quick review, though, for those who haven't yet signed up for our newsletter. And tell us, Doug, how do people get overrun with yeast to begin with, and what mechanism is it? How is it that it can cause directly or indirectly all of these health conditions that we don't want to have?
Exactly. Marty, fungi make, there are 400 species of fungi that make a poison, and it's a natural degradation of the fungus itself. These poisons are called myco. M-Y-C-O denotes fungus. Mycotoxins. There's one, Fusarium mold and Aspergillus mold, both make one of these mycotoxins called aflatoxin B1. It is in our corn supply. It's that simple. It is often in our cereal, in our grain supply. Aflatoxin B1 is capable of causing cancer and a whole lot of other misery. Now, it's not fair to come on your show and become hysterical, but I'm telling you, my business for the last 30 years has been to try and teach people that the reason grains are bad for us is not because they convert to sugar and they make us fat, but rather they're impregnated with a mold that can seriously damage our health. And it doesn't happen immediately. If we ate an ear of corn and our nose fell off, there's a cause and effect relationship. We'd stop eating corn. But if we eat popcorn and eat corn over and over again and we notice that we're putting weight on and our hip is so sore and we're getting migraine headaches and ringing in our ear, that then is the effect of slow poisoning, slow and insidious poisoning that these mycotoxins can cause. And antibiotics, Marty, are mycotoxins. Doctors, how I wish they'd have learned this in medical school, antibiotics are fully capable of inducing serious diseases, and yet what do? Let's put the kid on them for a few weeks or a few months. Well, you got acne, stay on them for 4 years. I think that's deleterious to our health.
We obviously, it's finally coming around that by overdoing these antibiotics, if nothing else, we're creating resistant strains of bacteria. But one of our listeners, alert listener Kurt Zimmerman, sent in a study which I thought was really interesting. They were trying to figure out exactly how antibiotics kill the bacteria that they're targeting. Of course, you and I know they also kill all the good guys while they're at it, but it's because it apparently breaks up the DNA and the RNA, so the cell memory, and maybe that's one of the mechanisms how besides getting rid of our protective bacteria, maybe these antibiotics are also damaging our own DNA. What do you think?
Oh, there's, Marty, when we detect cancer, you know, we go into the nucleus of the cell and we can look at it, and the pathologist who do this work, I go back to the doctor and say, tell Mrs. Jones she's got breast cancer. Well, how'd you know? Well, look at the DNA. Here's a normal strand and here's her strand. It's broken. Now, for reasons I will never comprehend, no one is asking the question, what broke the DNA? You know, we hear all the time in the halls of science, well, it's an anomaly, it just happens, maybe they got into something, maybe mom and dad. It's so easy to blame grandpa and grandma and mom and dad. It's just genetic. I say nonsense. What breaks DNA are these mycotoxins in our food supply, in mold inside our apartment, and in the drugs they're handing to us like antibiotics. So thank you, Kurt, for sending that. That is, and I think it came out of MIT and Boston University. Marty, the further they go in this research, someone, I believe, is going to hush them. doctors are not going to believe that antibiotics are potential cancer causers. But as Dr. Costantini with the World Health Organization said, who'd have believed? Billions of them have been handed out and billions of people aren't dead, but millions are. And could these antibiotics have played a role in the death of many, many people? We just don't know.
Well, I know in my case, antibiotics caused problems for decades. I'm probably still fighting from the, you hit it, the nail on the head. I took tetracycline for a very minor skin problem, but this was back many decades ago when they just gave them out willy-nilly because this was the new miracle drug and, you know, it couldn't possibly hurt you. Well, once the friendly bacteria are wiped out, it takes a very long time to rebuild them, and that's only if you know you have a problem and you're working on it. I wasn't working on it until probably at least 20 years later when I couldn't figure out why I had migraine headaches and, you know, horrible fatigue in the afternoon and all of the problems that come from having an overgrowth of yeast that I didn't know I had. But God bless Dr. Don Mannerberg. Anybody in Austin that knows where he is, I'd sure like to send him a thank you note, a copy of my book or something. He put the pieces together for me and started me on a path from which I've never recovered, you know, wanting to tell other people how they can be healthier. And a key to this is the yeast. You got to get it under control so you don't get leaky gut and food sensitivities and all these problems that our guest, Doug Kaufman, is talking about. After this break, we will be taking your calls, 800-281-8255, and we'll talk about avoiding the problems besides the antibiotics, what we can do about it. Please stay with us. This is Healthy by Nature. I'm Marty Whitaker. No two people have the same fingerprint or the same chemistry. That's why Dr. Constantine Cassanis doesn't use cookie-cutter treatments. He really listens to you and with advanced techniques determines your unique physical and biochemical makeup. He wants to do more than suppress symptoms. His integrative approach blends the best of traditional and complementary medicine to create a safe, effective plan to solve the underlying problem. Dr. Cassanis has completed original research as a published author and now teaches his successful techniques to other doctors. For 19 years, he has used complementary medicine to treat autism, chronic fatigue, and other puzzling conditions. For 10 years, he's had remarkable success with cancer. A whole support team guides you, coordinates with your other practitioners, and for remote patients, even helps with hotel recommendations and obtaining free flights within the U.S. Go to the sponsor page of RadioMarty.com and follow the Cassanis Institute link or call 888-804-3950.
Hi, I'm Andy Hopkins, president of RealFoodGrocery.com. I'm proud that we offer killer prices on the best-in-their-class products like Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics and No-Shot B12. I'm also proud of our dedicated staff. Gail?
I'm Gail Pruitt. I'm the certified nutritionist. And because I want you to get results, I select the products that are backed by the best science and have superior ingredients and are the highest quality. And I'm always happy to answer your question.
Hi, I'm Christy, and I process your orders and make sure they get shipped promptly.
I'm Josh. I pack your order carefully to make sure it gets to you in good shape.
And there you have it. You get personalized service from RealFoodGrocery.com because we are a small, family-owned business that cares about each and every customer. We offer 24/7 ordering and speedy delivery. Visit RealFoodGrocery.com or please call us at 877-673-2536. 877-673-2536.
Hi, I'm Susie Cohen, author of The 24-Hour Pharmacist and Drug Muggers. I understand the value of medication, but in the process of helping, they can rob the body of many essential nutrients. I call them drug muggers because they spark side effects that are often diagnosed as a new disease. Every medication, whether over-the-counter or prescription, robs the body of beneficial bacteria. That's why I recommend probiotics for anyone taking medication and for good health in general. Bacterial balance is vital for healthy digestion, improved immune community in tip-top health. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics nurtures the garden of bacteria that is distinctive to your body. Backed by 25 years of research, Dr. O'Hara's exclusive formula uses living bacteria combined in a Japanese fermentation process that sets Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics apart from all other brands.
Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
Once again, here's certified clinical nutritionist Marty Wedekind.
Back to Healthy by Nature. My guest today is Doug Kaufman. I thank so much of Doug. On the homepage of RadioMarty.com, in the bottom left corner, there is a link to his website, Know the Cause, where you can get information about how to sign up for his newsletter, how to find his program in your area so that you can watch Know the Cause. He has lots of terrific guests on there, and sometimes he lowers his standards and lets me come on and talk. He's a pioneer and a fearless pioneer in the area of letting us know about the role fungus and yeast can play in our health. He's the author of a number of books, including some probably core issues, the cookbook, so you can find out how to make yourself better. Doug was a featured sponsor at Natural Health Fest this year in March and in years past because he's just so popular. In fact, one person who came to see him came from Santa Maria, California. She was the winner of our prize for coming the furthest. She's going to get an Aquasana water filter for drinking water in the kitchen and one for the shower. We're going to talk about those in a couple of weeks because pure water is certainly a good place to start in being healthy. And her name is Alice Shearer. We have had trouble getting a hold of her. Anybody knows Alice, have her give us a call. Doug, and we did have a great time having you at HealthFest, and people should mark their calendar for next year. And I'd love to have you back again. It's March 23rd, 2013. We're going to do it again. We've been talking in kind of in general about yeast, and before we switch to the how-tos of getting well, can we use chronic sinus problems as a model? I mean, what happens when somebody goes to the doctor with a sinus infection? Do the doctors fix it, make it worse? What's the common misconception about sinus problems?
When I got back from Vietnam, I went to work with a ear, nose, and throat physician out in Los Angeles. His name is Howard Gottschalk. And Howard and I really thought we were going to spin the world in a different direction with some of our breakthrough finds. It appeared to us, now, mind you, this is 1971, 72. It appeared to us as though when people ate yogurt, which was just becoming popular back then, when people ate yogurt, they didn't have so many sinus problems. Well, Marty, you, of course, in your books, have put the understanding out to the general public, but we didn't know back in the 1970s. Mayo Clinic said on 9/9/99, September 9th, 1999, that virtually all chronic sinusitis was due to fungus. Now, you go to the Mayo Clinic today, or any clinic in America, you're not going to get an antifungal medicine that would help those. You're going to get an antibiotic that will hinder those. I have been convinced for 35 years that what takes an acute sinus problem, you go to the doctor and, hey, doctor, there's something wrong with my sinuses. What takes it into chronicity is antibiotics themselves. Now we know that virtually all chronic sinus problems are due to fungus, but doctors aren't going to give us the antifungals for reasons I'll never know. Their own journals have published it. You're going to get an antibiotic that assures the chronicity of that problem. Oh, yeah, it'll make the sinuses better for 4 or 5 days, but then sooner this sinus problem is going to come back. So let's use that as a model. But, Marty, here's the good news. They're now finding that Sporanox, the toenail fungus drug, is inhibiting cancer from metastasizing. I mean, we're finding that Nizoral, an antifungal drug, is wonderful for men with prostate problems. So in the back door, doctors are starting to realize, my gosh, these antifungal drugs have far more purpose than just, you know, vaginal yeast and ringworm. And it's about time, I contend. I think it's going to take 25, 30, 40 more years.
Well, it depends on how many television stations you get on. Because the change is going to come, for the most part, from the bottom up. It's from informed patients that teach their doctors. And while they may say, oh, well, if there is a drug that helps it, I will do that, the part that will be a blind spot for a really long time is, well, how did we get there? And besides the antibiotics, What are people doing in their everyday life that is setting them up for overgrowth of yeast? And the flip side of that, what can they do about it if they already have all these signs? I do have on the website, the Radio Marty website, I do have a quiz where you can take this quiz and get an idea whether you might be one of these people that has a big yeast problem.
And, Marty, there's a couple of ways. My lectures, I demonstrate this via PowerPoint, that there are several ways, one of which is intimacy. The same yeast that causes that commonly gets in the prostate and causes it to rise is the same yeast that women get vaginally. So there's a problem there. Number two, it's in our grain supply. It's in our peanut supply. This mold is out there in our food supply, and the FDA is doing nothing about that. Number three, many of us live in a moldy home. Friends come in and say, ooh, it smells a little mildewy in here. You don't smell it, but they do. Set a plate. Go to Home Depot. Get a $10 mold test kit. Set it out in your house and see if, in fact, you have a mold problem. And if you have chronic sinus problems, that's probably where you're getting them, from inhaling mold in an indoor space. So once you have it, Marty, there's two things you need to know. You need to kill it, and you need to starve it. Fungus parasitizes man. It's like a tapeworm inside your body. It lives well inside our body tissue. And it thrives when we give it sugar and grains and soda pop and pasta and bread, the very thing that people crave when they have a fungal problem. If you're a sugar craver and you don't feel well, know that you probably have a fungus living on board. Then you have to kill it. And you know, I just heard an ad. I heard Andy's ad just a minute ago. If you folks have a pencil or pen handy, I've shopped here, Real Food Grocery. Can I get that number out, Marty?
Absolutely.
Yeah, Andy is one of my heroes. The number is 877-673-2536. The reason I love Andy is the quality of the people that he surrounds himself with. This isn't a health food store that you walk in and scratch your head. Call them today and say, you know, I heard Doug and Marty talking about yeast and fungus. This company's got them all. They have the antifungals that I recommend. So please turn your attention to Andy. He knows what he's doing.
Well, that's very, very kind, Chris. RealFoodGrocery.com is a sponsor of this program, and because they stock the things that I care about, and you've taught me about yeast, it has become a resource for that kind of thing. The other part you talked about was starving them, and after this break coming up, we can get back to maybe some of the specific things that help kill the yeast. But starving them, what's that about?
Well, these little buggers eat, and we feed them, and we don't even know it. It's interesting. A doctor published a paper one time, in a human cell, fungal cell relationship, because they're just alike. They both have nucleuses, and God forbid they should get together and form one hybrid cell, which I believe cancer is. But that's a whole other story. You must feed these things or they'll die inside your body. You start eating broccoli and cauliflower and kale and spinach and, you know, foods like that, they don't thrive. You start craving sugar. In a human-fungal relationship, fungi always are the dominant cell. they must eat, and they're going to move mountains to have you start craving sugar and craving pasta and craving bread. So in the books, of course, we talk about what foods don't feed them and how you'll feel within a few weeks of starting that.
Oh, well, the books are really important. The Fungus Link gives the basics. There are a series of three of those. And the cookbooks, Eating Your Way to Good Health and Cooking Your Way to Good Health, those are a very good start. Also, probiotics, we might touch on that when we come back, because those do two things. They put out chemicals, good bacteria put out chemicals that kill yeast, and they take up space and food supply, helping to starve out these bad guys. So when we come back, we'll talk some more with Doug Kaufman. Later in the show, we're going to talk about caregivers taking care of themselves. So please stay with us. This is Healthy by Nature. My name is Marty Whittakin.
How long can you hold your breath? Not long. After air, water is the most critical factor for life. There are dozens of toxic substances in tap water, even pharmaceutical drugs that city processing can't remove. Sadly, most bottled water isn't much better. The chemicals in the bottles themselves are a serious health concern and a huge environmental problem. Filtering your own drinking water is the logical answer. You'll have a much better quality of water and save a bunch of money, too. Aquasana filters are thorough and more affordable per gallon than even pitcher-type filters. Aquasana is consistently voted the best choice by Consumers Digest. The filters are easy to use and to install. Call 866-NO-BOTTLE to order or link online through RadioMarty.com. If you'd like a 20% discount, and who wouldn't, when ordering online, use the discount code MARTY. That's M-A-R-T-I-E. Or call toll-free 866-NO-BOTTLE and tell them Marty sent you to get a great discount on all Aquasana products. Drink smart. 1-866-NO-BOTTLE.
Hi, I'm certified clinical nutritionist Marty Whittakin, author of a book about aloe vera. Drinking aloe vera helps so many health complaints because it improves digestion, assists in nutrient absorption, increases blood levels of protective antioxidants, and reduces cellular toxins. Unfortunately, not all aloe brands can do that. The magic of aloe vera is in its solids, especially the polysaccharides. Those are long-chain molecules that most companies break down into simple sugars using the wrong processing. Simple sugars don't deliver the aloe benefits you expect. Independent university tests prove that Lily of the Desert brand contains the highest levels of those active solids. I recommend Lily of the Desert also because they're the only aloe brand to conduct gold standard clinical studies to support their claims. You can pay more but get less. Look for Lily of the Desert products in all fine health food stores. Visit lilyofthedesert.com and like them on Facebook.
Watching red carpet events on TV, it's amusing but also a little sad to see stars that no longer look like themselves because of bad facelifts. No one told them that they can look younger naturally. EasyLift, a remarkable handheld device from Avazia, tones and tightens. It helps rejuvenate the face by gently stimulating the skin's production of collagen and elastin. EasyLift works using the same safe and effective technology as other Avazia devices used by doctors and professional athletes. Improvement is noticeable after the very first treatment, and it lasts. The more you use it, the better you look. Achieve the look of smoother, tighter skin and a fuller face without the worry and ongoing expense of Botox, filler injections, or surgery. To watch an EasyLift video, click the Avazia link on the sponsor page of RadioMarty.com or call 1-855-AVAZIA, 1-855-282-9942.
This portion of Healthy by Nature is brought to you by Real Food Grocery on the web at realfoodgrocery.com. Once again, here's your host, Marty Whittakin.
My first guest, talk about heroes. He's been a hero of mine for over two decades, Doug Kaufman. And I mentioned his books. He also has audio books. So those of you who hear and learn better than you see and learn better, or who have problems with your eyesight, or you like to learn while you drive on your commute, he has several also audio books. You can go to knowthecause.com or look for the link on the homepage of RadioMarty.com. Well, Doug, there are a lot of things that set us up. We talked about the antibiotics and eating too many grains and acquiring the yeast from a partner. However, a lot of people are exposed and don't come down with it. So maybe we can touch on some of the other things like the chlorine in the water, the diet, and so on. And what about medications? We talked about antibiotics, but also I'm under the impression that some of the hormone replacements might be a problem. Would that same thing be true of, there's a company that's a sponsor of the show at times, Twist 25, the DHEA cream going in through the skin. Is that something that's going to make yeast worse or better or what?
Yeah, actually, Marty, yeast tend to thrive in, number one, an acid environment. Although there's so much controversy about that, they do better in an acid environment. And number two, they always thrive in a hypoimmune situation. So the one thing that really upsets me is, as I'm training so many doctors and nurses via all these TV shows and lectures, doctors learn that yeast can only gain a stronghold in an immune-compromised patient, and that is absolutely a non-truth. The more you're exposed to this, the more it gains a stronghold. You can be a marathoner. You can do triathlons and get a systemic fungal infection. So when we talk about vitamin C and when we talk about supplements, we talk about enhancing our immune system. When we talk about the death of a mom or a dad or a spouse or a child, we talk about lowering our immune system. I mean, we know biochemically how all of these things work. Please try and keep your spirits up. Try not to be depressed. I know that sounds trite. Try to eat good foods. This is one of the reasons to supplements. You see the big pharmaceutical companies right now just tearing apart supplements. Why? You don't need supplements. They're a sham. You need our pills and our surgeries, and we'll send you to plenty of doctors. It's a game that they play. Don't listen to that. Take your supplements. Have a strong immune system. Use these. You know, I really like the Twist 25. I see them every year at your conference. Man, I love Dr. Woodward. He is just, he's an OBGYN that when I worked at Medical City Dallas, we used to refer patients to him. So I'd say this is a pretty solid company because the founder is a doctor who works with yeast overgrowth in women all the time. It's all about immunity, Marty. It's all about jogging. It's all about cardiovascular fitness, and it's all about not being exposed chronically. I wonder, these athletes who run and then come home and eat toast and eat cereal and are constantly exposing themselves to these carbohydrates that I believe, and it's well documented, are loaded with these mycotoxins, we have to be concerned about that.
And certainly, the advice that you give in your books and in your cookbooks, you're not going to hurt anything, even if you were wrong, in the unlikely event you were wrong about having that you have a yeast problem. These are also the same recommendations that you'll hear from others for other reasons, talking about insulin and so on, for preventing heart disease. And it's not that the diet is controversial. There is no, I repeat, no nutritional need for sugar. There's no nutritional need for white flour or really even grains. You can get your fiber from vegetables. You can add a fiber that doesn't have these contaminations. You go back to the hunter-gatherer ancestors, they didn't have the ability to grow grains and eat them, and somehow they were actually stronger than we are. They might have gotten eaten by their what was intended to be their dinner, but they didn't have these chronic problems.
Marty, you can imagine people ask me, you know, why green apples, why not red apples? And they ask me questions about the specific questions about my phase one diet in all of the books. You have to understand the evolution of that, and you'll laugh at this because you and I go so far back. It was really 40 years ago that I came home from Vietnam sick. We didn't have Google searches 40 years ago. We had library cards. I worked out at USC Medical School with Dr. Everett Hughes, and I worked with Howard Gottschalk, I previously mentioned, in Los Angeles, and I was sick. I had creepy symptoms going on in my body, and I didn't, you know, they all said, well, it's post-traumatic stress. You saw things a 20-year-old kid shouldn't have seen, yada, yada, yada. Go on these pills. That was not the answer. So the diet that I came up with was one that had very little sugar, right? And grains, of course, convert to sugar. But I'm telling you, Marty, 40 years ago, they could have sent me to jail for developing it. Grains, you have to see the pictures of the dietitians accepting large checks from the cereal companies. You have to know the politics that go on to get these grains sold in America. I'm a guy who hasn't eaten a grain now for many, many years and plan on continuing that, God willing. But it scared people 40 years ago. You mean I have to go off grains? My doctor will only let me do that for 2 days because everybody needs grains. We're changing. Our understanding in science is evolving.
And certainly, if you want to get off of grains because you're afraid of gluten, that's fine. But that might force you into eating more corn. And as you said, that's a source of these mycotoxins. Well, in the roughly a minute and a half that we have left, Doug Kaufman, please just kind of put a pretty bow on this for us. And what's the first step besides buying the Fungus Link book and watching your show? What's the other first step?
Yeah, and you don't even really have to buy the book. A lot of this is online. The bottom line is, do you feel miserable and you're running from doctor to doctor? Every January 1st, you raise your right hand and say, I'm going to try this diet of microfoods for only $1,000 on TV. I get so upset with all of those microfood ads that go on TV. Or am I going to be responsible? Has my doctor not been able to find what's wrong with me? Maybe I am capable of finding out what's wrong with me. Look at my lifestyle. Look at my diet. You know, look at my life. Take responsibility for your own ill health, and you will eventually have responsibility for your good health. And then you're in charge. No longer somebody who you're going to write a check to tell you that your thyroid's a little messed up. The proper answer is, it's fungus wrong with you. You know, so many times you go, why have I gained all this weight, doctor? I'm only eating 500 calories a day. You're eating from cereal. So, you know.
And I first learned this on your show. I think you must have invented it. FUPO, fungus, FUPO. Until proven otherwise.
I love it, Marty. This is fun. I really enjoy your show. Thank you.
We need to do this more often. And many thanks to Ruth for loaning us to you this morning. I hope you have a wonderful weekend. Thanks again for being on. Go to knowthecause.com. Start watching his show. Thanks so much, Doug.
Thanks,
we'll be right back with Diana Denholm.
Many factors contribute to how fast we age, including our genes, hormone levels, diet and exercise patterns, as well as alcohol and tobacco use. One other very important factor is hyaluronic acid. Hyaluronic acid is abundant at birth, but it fades as we age. Hyaluronic acid is an important hydrating agent for tissue and is found in your joint synovial fluid, the eye's vitreous fluid, and your skin. It's an antioxidant that may also help protect the skin from the detrimental effects of excessive exposure to sunlight. Best hyaluronic acid from Doctor's Best is a highly bioavailable source of type 2 collagen, hyaluronic acid, and chondroitin sulfate, all of which are essential to maintain skin suppleness and elasticity. So if you're interested in starting a long-term skin health regimen, remember to ask for the best. Best hyaluronic acid from Doctor's Best, because you deserve it.
Hi, I'm certified clinical nutritionist Marty Whittakin, author of a book about aloe vera. Drinking aloe vera helps so many health complaints because it improves digestion, assists in nutrient absorption, increases blood levels of protective antioxidants, and reduces cellular toxins. Unfortunately, not all aloe brands can do that. The magic of aloe vera is in its solids, especially the polysaccharides. Those are long-chain molecules that most companies break down into simple sugars using the wrong processing. Simple sugars don't deliver the allo benefits you expect. Independent university tests prove that Lily of the Desert brand contains the highest levels of those active solids. I recommend Lily of the Desert also because they're the only allo brand to conduct gold standard clinical studies to support their claims. You can pay more but get less. Look for Lily of the Desert products in all fine health food stores. Visit lilyofthedesert.com and like them on Facebook.
For nearly 15 years, Nordic Naturals has been setting the standard of high-quality fish oil, offering exceptional taste, industry-leading purity, and unsurpassed freshness. But did you know that all fish oils are not created equal? Lower-quality fish oil can contain environmental toxins, such as mercury, have a fishy taste or smell due to rancidity, or be harvested unsustainably. Nordic Naturals is a brand you can always rely on, just as medical doctors and researchers have for years. All Nordic Natural fish oils are third-party tested to exceed all international standards for purity and freshness, and are in the natural triglyceride form to ensure optimal absorption and thus better results. Nordic Natural's fish oils also offer the reassurance that our fish are always sourced sustainably according to Norwegian fishing policies, which are the most stringent in the world. Taste for yourself why Nordic Naturals is the leading omega-3 fish oil brand in the U.S. Visit NordicNaturals.com today. Nordic Naturals, committed to a healthy planet, committed to pure and great-tasting omega oils.
You can learn more about today's show by going to RadioMarty.com. Once again, here's your host, Marty Whittakin.
Welcome back. My next guest is Diana Denholm, Dr. Diana Denholm. She is a board-certified psychotherapist with more than 30 years' experience. For 11 years, she was the primary caregiver to her husband during a really unfortunate series of grave illnesses. Out of that, she developed the mission and the knowledge to write her book, The Caregiving Wife's Handbook, Caring for Your Seriously Ill Husband, Caring for Yourself, and joins us by phone. Good morning, Dr. Denholm.
Good morning, and thank you so much for inviting me on your wonderful program. It's a fascinating program, and it's so nice to be able to share this information on caregiving because whether you are a caregiver yourself, you probably know someone who is, and if you don't, you likely will become a caregiver yourself at some point anyway. May I ask how much time we'll be able to share together today?
We have about probably something on the order of 10 minutes.
Okay,
but,
very good.
So we're going to make it very very condensed. And, yes, there are something like 30 million people that are currently caregivers. And in case I don't get back to it, I want to say that although this focuses on some really tough issues that exist just between a husband and a wife, I think most of the information in your wonderful book would apply to a woman caring for her mother or a guy caring for a terminally ill wife. So don't just shut your ears off in case you think this doesn't apply to you, because we, a lot of us in that sandwich generation where now we're caring for elderly relatives of one description or another. I don't want to take up too much time with your personal backstory, but if you could summarize that for us, we can't see what's coming, and sometimes it's a big, ugly surprise.
Right. Well, my husband had been a very healthy gentleman before he proposed to me, and shortly after he proposed, we found out that he had colon cancer, and he survived that. Only to come up with congestive heart failure and a laundry list of medical ailments, received a heart transplant, and eventually, you know, went into kidney failure and dialysis and decided that he had had enough. And through that, you know, I realized that even though all of my training and experience in psychotherapy, that I was really never prepared to handle something like this. So I blazed a trail for the 11 and a half years, and that's basically what is shared and what you learn in the book. And you were correct. This information is for any caregiver, whether you are a husband, a wife, you're caring for a parent, a child, because so much of it is about the fact that your life and your relationships are not over. because caregiving can damage people, it can damage relationships, but this is a wellspring of hope, it's a handbook of hope so that you can have a far better outcome.
Well, and you give very practical steps for dealing with some of the really gnarly problems. And for example, because we're talking husband and wife, what happens to the intimacy you had before when you now have a patient-nurse kind of relationship? And what about the guilt? I mean, you are annoyed that while you want to help this person because you still love them, your life has been turned upside down. There's bound to be some resentment, and that leads to guilt. How do you handle that?
Well, it is the roller coaster ride from hell. There is a whole section in the book about living your life in the guilt factory. And one of the biggest helps to that is to know that emotions are neither good nor bad. They just are. But the fact that you are going to have them, and that if they are getting out of hand, that is going to spill over into your care. You will have less guilt when you know that these emotions are normal, but there are things that you can do to have these bad feelings dissipate. There are some simple imagery tools and all. But the biggest way to prevent, there are two really big ways to prevent this. One is to not be an enabler. When we're codependent, when we're enabler, we do things for the other person which they should be doing for themselves. They're still capable of doing them. And when that happens, we turn them into an invalid. We invalidate them. We take their self-esteem away. We harm them in many ways unintentionally. And in that process, we've taken over everything. We know how people should be. We know what they should do. We know how they should take their medicine. We know who should visit, who shouldn't visit. We're in charge of everything and everybody. So in that process, you put additional stress on yourself that you don't need to have, and within that is where you end up creating all of these really strong emotions and hatred, and there is actual abuse going on to the loved ones, and this doesn't have to happen if you stop doing the enabling. And another way to handle that is to get on the same page as your loved one about expectations. The book, you will learn how to communicate. And communication isn't just talk, but you will communicate so that you can come up with expectations for what is going to be done by whom and how. And then you'll be on the same page.
Well, we'll pick up at that point. We have another little bitty segment after this point. We, on this program, we try to prevent the kind of diseases that put you in a position like that. And we always tell the caregivers, take your vitamins. You've got to take care of yourself physically, because if you don't, how much help can you be to this other person? But this is a whole nother area that's covered by the Caregiving Wife's Handbook about how to mentally take care of yourself and control the emotional situation. We'll be right back with Diana Denholm.
Hi, I'm Susie Cohen, author of The 24-Hour Pharmacist and Drug Muggers. I understand the value of medication, but in the process of helping, they can rob the body of many essential nutrients. I call them drug muggers because they spark side effects that are often diagnosed as a new disease. Every medication, whether over-the-counter or prescription, robs the body of beneficial bacteria. That's why I recommend probiotics for anyone taking medication and for good health in general. Bacterial balance is vital for healthy digestion, improved immunity and tip-top health. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics nurtures the garden of bacteria that is distinctive to your body. Backed by 25 years of research, Dr. O'Hara's exclusive formula uses living bacteria combined in a Japanese fermentation process that sets Dr. O'Hara's probiotics apart from all other brands.
Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
Watching red carpet events on TV, it's amusing but also a little sad to see stars that no longer look like themselves because of bad facelifts. No one told them that they can look younger naturally. EasyLift, a remarkable handheld device from Avazia, tones and tightens. It helps rejuvenate the face by gently stimulating the skin's production of collagen and elastin. EasyLift works using the same safe and effective technology as other Avazia devices used by doctors and professional athletes. Improvement is noticeable after the very first treatment, and it lasts. The more you use it, the better you look. Achieve the look of smoother, tighter skin and a fuller face without the worry and ongoing expense of Botox, filler injections, or surgery. To watch an EasyLift video, click the Avazia link on the sponsor page of RadioMarty.com or call 1-855-AVAZIA, 1-855-282-9942.
Spring and summer bring out the best of nature, but blooming flowers, grass, and weeds emit pollen everywhere. Spring cleaning, molds, funguses, and pollens can cause severe allergic reactions. It's time to fight back. Get a blast of nature's most powerful natural remedy with Oreganol P73, the most powerful oil of oregano available anywhere. Oreganol P73 is an extract of hand-picked wild oregano grown in mineral-rich soils found only in the mountains of the Mediterranean. Experience this powerful and effective spice you can't find anywhere else. It is so effective, even the ancient Greeks used oregano for their health. And it's not just a mere spice. Oreganol P73 is also available as gel caps and as a sea salt based nasal spray. Use Oreganol P73 and stay healthy all summer long. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Available in natural food stores nationwide or visit AmericanWildFoods.com.
Let's get back to Healthy by Nature with certified clinical nutritionist, Marty Whittakin.
Welcome back. Before we get back to Dr. Diana Denholm, my guest, a couple of quick announcements, housekeeping variety. In case I left any doubt about it, Doug did think that Twist 25 DHEA cream was a plus, not something that interferes with yeast. And if you want help, you think you've got a yeast problem, you could always call Gail Pruitt with the realfoodgrocery.com. This is her direct number, 877-944-7325, and she can help you out. I have an extra copy of this book, The Caregiving Wife's Handbook, Caring for Your Seriously Ill Husband, Caring for Yourself. And I'm going to give it to somebody who knows somebody who's really struggling or is having a big problem themselves and might not otherwise be able to get the book. Call Darlene at 877-262-7845. 877-262-7843, and I have one copy of this that I will send to a deserving person for free. In the last couple of minutes that we've got here, Diana or Dr. Denholm, please talk to us about, you have a wonderful plan in here for how to handle all the tough discussions, how to handle the relatives that have better ideas, they think, than you do. You've got 50 do's and don'ts. It's really a terrifically practical book. Just summarize for us something about communications and about avoiding burnout.
Okay. Let me quickly mention the website, which is caregivingwife.com, because on that you will find many articles that I've written and blogs and resources that will answer some of the questions that you're bringing up.
Okay, and I will put that in the newsletter this week as well as a link to the book. So
good. And I very much commend you on the preventive things that you're doing from the medical side, and that's exactly what this book is about preventing these problems before they start. So there's a six-step communication and resolution problem where you simply you'll sort out your concerns so that you come up with the ones that you really wish to share with your loved one, and then in a compassionate way, you'll have a discussion and you will come up with your agreements on how you want things handled. And that also will include the people who want to butt in and tell you how to handle things, there are some very simple communication tools of simply, you know, thank you for sharing. I appreciate your input, without having to make them wrong and without having to agree with what they're saying.
So there's also great advice on financial and legal matters. And I think it'd be fun to have you back when all we did was just answer phone calls from people that are in this predicament. Can we talk you into doing that?
Absolutely.
All right, great. Well, thank you very much, Dr. Denholm. And again, the book is The Caregiving Wife's Handbook. I will put details in the newsletter. If you're not getting it, go to RadioMarty.com and sign up.
You've been listening to Healthy by Nature with Marty Whittakin. To find out more, log on to RadioMarty.com. That's RadioMarty.com. And be sure to listen again next week at this same time for more of Healthy by Nature with Marty Whittakin.
Three Alarm Chili is delicious, but if it or any other food causes you heartburn or acid reflux, please listen up. Millions think they've fixed the problem with an acid-blocking drug. Unfortunately, those medicines shut down digestion. They can lead to very serious side effects. Here's Marty Whittakin, certified clinical nutritionist.
There are safe solutions to stomach pain that work with your body to improve digestion and heal damaged tissues. The truth is so surprising that I published a book to spread the word. Discover the root cause of your problem and fix it for good.
Natural alternatives to Nexium, Maalox, Tagamet, Prilosec, and other acid blockers is available in bookstores. But you can buy a signed copy at a great price from RealFoodPharmacy.com. RealFoodPharmacy.com brings you the highest quality nutritional products, real solutions, and great information like Marty's book. Visit RealFoodPharmacy.com or call 877-6-REAL-FOOD. That's 877-6-REAL-FOOD or online at RealFoodPharmacy.com.